You're listening to a Tell-Up production. You're listening to Carl and Barkley, Volume 1. Carl and Barkley Build a House. Written by Jesper Phelan Conrad. Read by Thomas Magnusson. Published by Tell-Up. Barkley is Carl's dog. He's not a normal dog. Barkley is wacky. He can look like anything he thinks of. Right now, Barkley is thinking of cheese. Barkley looks like this when he thinks of a wardrobe. He looks wacky. Carl is used to it. He is very fond of his dog. Barkley is Carl's best friend. Carl wants to build a house today. It should be a house that makes you feel cozy. Carl draws his new house. The house will be nice and big. It will have a huge door. A sign on the house will read, Carl and Barkley. Carl shows the house to Barkley. Barkley is not happy. There is only one bed. Barkley jumps up and down Carl. He looks like a bed. Now Carl knows what Barkley wants. Woof, woof, says Barkley. Oops, I forgot about that. You want a bed too, right? Here you go, says Carl. Carl draws a bed for Barkley. Barkley is happy again. First, Carl finds some wood. Then he finds a pile of nails. Finally, he finds a big saw. First, Carl saws a little bit. Then he saws a bit more. Finally, he saws a whole lot. Now Carl is ready to build. But Carl cannot find his drawing. He looks for it everywhere, but it is gone. Barkley has put Carl's drawing in the trash. Barkley thinks he is a trash bin. Hey, come on, Barkley, says Carl. That is my drawing. Give it to me. I cannot build our house without that drawing. Carl is about to start hammering. But there is one thing that he has forgotten. He does not have a hammer. Carl gets upset. Ah, shucks. Where is my hammer? Says Carl. Barkley jumps up and down Carl. He looks like a hammer. Woof, woof, Barkley barks. Oh, thank you. Just what I need, says Carl happily. Carl uses Barkley as a hammer. The house looks nice. Carl and Barkley play together. Today was a good day. Even though Barkley's nose is a bit sore. You have been listening to a Tell-Up production. Thank you for listening.